Find what's making South Asians laugh, cry or cringe on SBS Spice. Listen on the SBS audio app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back to SBS Spice. My name is Suhaila Sharif. I'm here in Adelaide today for the Oz Asia Festival, and joining me is Sonal Patel, the senior producer for the festival. Sonal, please share with our listeners what your role at the festival is.
So I'm a senior producer. My role is to sort of figure out all the logistics towards the artistic direction. So someone comes up with the vision and I do all the little bits like a theatre pixie in the background, sprinkling magic dust everywhere and creating all of these moments, from getting artists here to doing their contracts to making sure that the production team know what's happening and all the connecting pieces, all the little connecting dots to all these many ligaments that make our festival.
So you're essentially kind of the glue that holds the festival together in a way?
I'm part of the glue. Okay. I'm one ingredient of glue along with our production team, our marketing team, and there's a whole bunch of us sort of, if you think of it as a swan gliding very smoothly along the river, we're all the little legs that are paddling furiously underneath it to keep it going.
Well, fantastic. Well, bringing an artistic vision to life is a huge responsibility. What do you look for when you're constructing and developing the program for the festival?
What we usually think about is we're looking at our audiences, and it's a sort of two-prong approach. So there's what will audiences come to and what can we entice them with? So you're looking at works that work particularly within an Asian Australian influence and sphere, and that has a very particular vision. So not everything is for everyone, for instance. And we also are really aware of people's, you know, economic situation. So we try to make sure that the festival is affordable and at the same time, you know, that we can afford to do it. So keeping ticket prices low, finding free events for families, creating ticketing bundles, that sort of thing. There's a lot of maths. There are a lot of spreadsheets that go into keeping the festival up and running. Yeah.
So the festival has been running for almost 20 years now, 18 years
yeah,
to 18 be specific. What do you think Oz Asia 2025 is bringing to visitors?
Oh, good question. In its like 18-year history, this new phase that we have, starting with Annette Shunwarth, continuing on with Jun Yi Kwok, is very much about being Asian Australian led. So we're looking at, I guess, the connection to bring all of our communities together, whether they're first generation migrants to second, third, fourth generation migrants who have been here for years, you know, Australians. True and true, several generations and deep with Asian heritage. Our process is about bringing everyone together, creating moments of joy, I think, and connection, and moving people away from perhaps screens all the time or that distance that COVID has kind of created. So the works are very much, I could say a good chunk of them actually, are quite interactive, require some form of participation, sort of active listening, active participation, not just sitting and receiving yeah. as an audience member.
Yeah. And as you've mentioned, unity is the crux of the festival. I feel like for us, SBS Spice came last year, and coming back here this year again, we've really felt that. Mm. And with the program being so diverse and so inclusive of all the kinds of cultural activities and events that you are bringing together here, it is for multicultural Australia. Mm. In the context of the anti-immigration discourse, how does Oz Asia reflect the contribution of migrants to multicultural Australia?
I think, and this is in our programming, like if you look at something like Two Blood, which is a work at now ADT, and it is about a Tagalaka woman and, you know, a Chinese man. It's really about that we've always been here. Migration is nothing new to Australia. You know, we have First Nations people who have had relationships trading with particularly Asia, Southeast Asia, for thousands of years. This is nothing new, you know, and so looking back at that and thinking about the newer migrants coming in, I think what you get from the vibrancy of our festival is the contribution of multicultural Australia, you know, and coming in as I'm a migrant myself to Australia, but then I'm a New Zealander originally. So, you know, you bring in that thing of being able to see each other and see each other's culture and, I guess, exchange as well. So it's just a mix. I don't think you can ever say there's just sort of like one culture and we're all isolated. We're not. We're so deeply woven into each other. You can't separate us.
Yeah. And to visibly show that with such an expansive festival
yeah.
is, I mean, a true testament to how much multicultural Australia is continuing to develop with its migrant community. Mm. Being South Asian Australian and having your experience in New Zealand yourself as well, mm. how did you incorporate your personal insights and reflections into your work with the festival?
So if we look at something like, I guess I also produced Literary Festival Week in the Words as part of, you know, AusAsia. And the approach I take to it with our curator, Sammy Shah, is it's not that we, it's that recognition that we have a common language, whether it is English that brings us together, but also we're bringing people who are working on their own from different parts of Australia as writers in different fields, be it novelists, poets, screenwriters, bringing everyone into a room where we don't have to do the disclaimer of, oh, well, I'm Asian and therefore these are all my cultural things that I do and this is the background I bring. It's like, no, we just come in into a room. We all know that about each other. We all have a shared experience together.
Yeah.
And it just takes those conversations to another level. You know, you see, particularly, and again, going back to writing, you know, Asian Australian writers going to other literary festivals and they're often the only Asian on the panel or they're asked to represent their whole culture. And I feel like AusAsia, both within the literary festival and as a whole, is I don't want to use the word safe space, but it's a communal space where we already all understand each other. We don't need to bring the baggage of being, oh, well, you've got the label of a migrant
yeah.
to here. You're Australian. You're here already. So let's have the conversations that go beyond that. Because that's an old conversation now. Let's move past it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know.
This is SBS Spice.
We should be talking about how we contribute towards reconciliation, for instance. Because we all have a role in that as migrants. We don't need to talk about, oh, well, you're a migrant, you're new to the country, you need to learn this, that, and the other to fit in or assimilate, which I think a lot of us are unpicking.
Yeah, yeah. That's deeply insightful to learn from you. Mm. And I feel like having had a look at the program itself, like I said, it's so expansive. There's so much to also look at in terms of food and events and art and performances. This is probably the hardest question I'm going to ask you. What are your top three picks from the program of AusAsia?
I love it, yeah. Okay. So there's some that, all right. So the biggest one that's been for me so far is a work from Singapore called Searching Blue. It's a promenade work by the Human Expression Dance Company, where they go through our outdoor areas with an audience and invite the audience to dance. So it's as simple as just reaching out a hand and taking that offer. And I was so moved to tears by that work because I think we've been living in this period of isolation, you know, from the trauma of COVID, which we don't talk about as a collective, that this is a thing we all went through where we were not allowed to touch each other or be close to one another.
Yeah.
And this kind of breaks that mold of human connection and then human connection embodies in space. If you weren't a dancer, you could just sit back and watch. If you wanted to participate, you could. But the thing that came out of the end of it was all of these big smiling faces and the sense of community because a person who came to the show by themselves had their bag, had to drop their bag because they wanted to join their dancers. So a complete stranger who's in the audience will pick up the bag and go, it's okay, I've got you. I've got your stuff. And just everyone looking out for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that's opening this week is Opera for the Dead, which is a stunning work. Stunning, stunning, stunning. It's a cross between music and an art installation. There are platforms that move. It's looking at Chinese mourning rituals.
Oh, wow.
Mindy Meng Wong and Monica Lim are the two creators of it. It was at Asiatopia earlier this year. I remember seeing it on opening night. And a complete stranger and I were walking out and he just looked at me and went, you only get this experience once every 10 years. It was a most beautiful, moving experience. And we talking with the creators, we talked really importantly about language because a good chunk of it is in language and not translated into English and how important that was because we don't need a commonality of tongue. to understand each other.
Yeah.
And that was one of the most brilliant pieces I've seen this year. So I am pushing everybody towards that. And then it's always going to be Week in Words, which is my absolute, it's my child. It's I love it so much. We have, it's just the way the writers speak about it, because we bring writers internationally over, so writers from Singapore, Malaysia, South Korea, Indonesia, those are our groups this year, some from India as well, and then our Asian Australian writers. And it's the magic that happens, not just in the panels and audiences, but off panels with these writers. We've had writers come back to us saying it is so, they didn't realize how much they needed to be in a room of other Asians, you know, and not having to explain their existence to anyone, just being able to talk about their books or their ideas. And that's, I think, truly valuable. You know, what's so beautiful about this festival is, where else in Australia are you going to get over 200 Asian artists together to present their work? You know, that's incredible. I can't think of any centre that does that, any, you know, art institution, and a major art institution at that. You know, how important that is to go, actually, you're valued. You're part of our identity.
And as a Sydney person myself,
yeah,
it is actually really fun to be in Adelaide for this, because when we think about art and culture, my mind first goes to Sydney or Melbourne.
Mm.
But Adelaide has become this kind of like magnetic field in terms of Asian culture and celebrating that here. So how do you think Adelaide has become that sort of center for the appreciation of Asian culture in Australia?
I think it has to do with our size. You know, we're very like, we're small, we're compact, everything's kind of close together. So it means the energy of the city is in its hub and its heart.
And it's really alive as well.
Yeah, it's so alive. You know, this place is a, South Australia is the festival state, and it really does live up to it with all of the activity that happens around, particularly as soon as spring starts. There is so much going on, and yet everyone manages to get to everything. No festival is in competition with each other. You know, we're all working together to serve various, sectors of the community as well, and invite each other.
Well, slowly wrapping up now, what do you think is the key takeaway you'd like visitors to AusAsia this year to have?
I think it's about connection. You know, it's an unusual year for the festival. We're no longer in our home venue, because our home venue is being renovated, which means we've had to, you know, come up with new ways and new venues to work with to present work that we usually present at home. I think connecting with each other has been so important, particularly at the moment, particularly with the world as it is right now, to realize that we are all human, you know, and everyone has an important part of themselves if they are just seen. Yeah.
100%. Sunil, this has been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much for joining me on SBS Spice.
Thank you.
For more hot takes from South Asians in Australia, find and follow SBS Spice on Instagram at SBS Spice or on YouTube by searching for SBS South Asian. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button.